Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Y qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye.
Primas y primas, ¿qué lo que? And welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita. Soy Alicia, and I'm so happy every week to bring you a topic. Last week I was doing a little some planning for 2020. Estoy contenta. Estoy emocionada because va a cumplir 3 años casi. Oh my gosh, it's going to be 3 years in 2020 that I started the podcast with my best friend, and I wasn't even taking it serious, honestly. I was just like, I just want to start a podcast. Like, let's just start a podcast. I'm just want to start one, you know? And I was just calling in just regular. We were just calling in from each other. With each other, you know, not from each other. Mira como yo no puedo hablar hoy. Todos los días yo estoy así, en realidad. Anyways, so that's the beauty about the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast. Like, you could just be whoever you are. There's no Grammarly on here. And if you're one of those people, look, English is my second language. I'm going to use that excuse for the rest of my life. Entonces, anyway, so I want to talk about this week. And I know last week I said to you guys, I was going to share. I'm actually going to just post I think I'm going to do like a blog or something inside our weekly email. So you know what? If you are not a part of our weekly Dear God traffic email, it's just a motivating email. It's inspiring. It has a little bit snippet of what's coming with Dear God, but it's a lot of motivational as far as like very short to the point. Like this week's mantra, do this. This week, do this. And like, just things to incorporate in our lives to keep the conversation going, like a snacks and 9 to 5. So if you want to get that email, I promise I won't email you every single day. Go ahead to my go to Dear God, Are We There Yet? and.com, and then there'll be a little pop-up and you guys can go there, or you can go just to my Instagram, Dear God, Are We There Yet? And link in bio, and then just go ahead and sign up for the weekly traffic, the Dear God traffic. Again, one inspiring email a week. So I think I'm gonna do something in there about this whole money business, about the podcast and how, you know, you plant seeds and even if you see like a little sprout, it means something. It means it's not dead. So I want to talk about, and to moving gears about what being dead or not and roads. I want to talk about crossroads. We are coming up to a new year, and I want to talk about, because I read this a lot. I ask myself this a lot all the time. I'm like, you know, how do you know when you're at a crossroads? How do you know when you need to make a definite decision of something, when you need to understand something a little bit more depth and just choose one path at a time? Because you can ultimately choose many paths at a time, but there's going to be crossroads in our life. And as you know, yo estoy siempre hablando de la calle, because that's my analogy, is roads and driving, because I feel like life is that road trip. But I want to talk about 3 different things, and I'm actually going to be practicing what I preach as far as, because I was reading and listening to podcasts, because I'm a lover of them, and also just, I love anything motivational and inspiring, and people sharing their stories, and that vulnerability is really big. It's actually really eye-opening, because sometimes, you know, you don't want to share things, not because you don't want to share them, just because you don't want to feel like, oh, I'm complaining, or oh, I'm doing this. And I'm that type of person that I know everybody's going on with their lives, están haciendo cosas, and I just don't want to be another burden. And that's not a good thing, but it also makes you realize that you're not the only person out there that thinks like that. But when you come to a crossroads, you have to ask yourself, like, you know, questions. And sometimes that being at a crossroads can be months, weeks, days, hours, minutes, years, decades. You can be at a crossroad, and that crossroad can ultimately stop you or prohibit you from ever experiencing anything in life, because you're still at a crossroads and you haven't made a decision. And next year in my podcast, as you know, I've been like planning and stuff. I'm really gonna dig deep in my transparency level within me and my life and my journey and my the deer got to be there yet and everything I'm doing, including, I do want to mention that the YouTube is coming back, you guys. I took a little break, which is not good because consistency is key, right? But I wanted to see how I can bring you, like, leverage the content from podcast to YouTube, so where it's not like overload or just another message that you can possibly Google. But no, so that will be back in 2020. So let me just get to my three ways of, you know, this whole like crossroad. I've had a lot of crossroads, and you guys have had probably un montón, right? And you probably ask yourself, you know, is this helping me or hurting me? Am I growing or am I grieving? You know, whenever you have a decision make, I actually made a YouTube about this. I always talk about like the pros and the cons. But sometimes even the cons are not a bad thing. Like even the cons, it's for growth. Even cons are can actually help you rather than hurt you. And so sometimes not everything is so black and white and so, you know, this or that. And sometimes you have to like fine tooth comb and divide and go in detail of these, you know, what this crossroad is all about. Is this crossroad in your life helping you or hurting you? And think about it right now, every aspect of this crossroad, the people in it, the people who it affects, yourself, who do you affect? I mean, if you have children, I always say that our decisions affect our children 100,000%, 100. Like, you know, people are like, oh, you know, oh, your baby's so small, you know, she won't even remember. Actually, the fact that I will remember, the fact that the way my energy would be towards that situation, she will be affected in some way, shape, or form. So anything that we do, we should always ask ourselves, like, is this helping me or is this hurting me? And sometimes what we think is hurting us, it actually helps us because it's a breakthrough in our lives. And so crossroads is something confusing and it's exciting and it has all these emotions, but we have to dig deep on the details of, is it helping or hurting you? I mean, are you growing or are you grieving? You know, are you growing within that moment? My best friend just sent me something about Les Brown. It's so funny because exactly what I wanted to talk about on this podcast that I had pre-written, because he said the same thing. Like, you're doing this, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. I say that all the time. So are you grieving on the past of trying to do the same thing within you and then thinking, oh, it's going to be, you know, or are you growing and saying, this crossroad is going to challenge the heck out of me. Y yo no sé lo que va a llegar, yo no sé dónde yo voy, pero yo lo voy a hacer. Like, I'm going to do it regardless, right? So I think that one's super helpful for me because no matter what decision you make, we never know what's going to be the right one, right? We just know that we have to be confident in what we make. But if we're so detailed in understanding where it is and that purpose, it kind of makes everything feel a little bit more smoother in the transition. You know, the next one I want to say, lesson or leap of faith, because when you're at a crossroads, you have to ask yourself, is this a lesson that I've learned, that I'm supposed to learn and not do it again? Is this a lesson that I'm supposed to take and be like, oh, this is the obvious, this is a lesson, don't ever do that again, don't ever try that again, think before you do this or whatever, or is this a leap of faith, like, wow, I need to take this road because it was a lesson, but I still need to take the leap of faith. When I had one of my businesses, the sewing schools, and it was so funny because I learned lots of lessons, but I also kept taking a leap of faith until it was enough, and I said to myself, like, you know, I have to sell this. I have to, like, get rid of it. I have to, you know, it has to move on. And I kept taking a leap of faith, but I took another type of leap of faith that told myself, like, even letting go is a leap of faith. Even saying no is a leap of faith. And so we need to learn and understand our lessons. And I always tell you guys on this podcast, yo no sé lo que yo estoy hablando en una mesa. These are just my things. Please, I have to give a disclosure every time. I am not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist. I am nothing of that sort. I am Alicia. Dear God, are we there yet? And, you know, and I'm just human, just like you. But with all the experiences in my life and roadblocks in my life, not to say that I'm like a pro in roadblocks, heck no, I don't want to be a pro in that, but I've learned that I have to tell myself, like, is this a lesson learned or is this a leap of faith? And I'm that one person that that takes chances, a lot of chances. I mean, do you take chances? Ask yourself, like, when's the last time you took a real chance where you're just like, uh-oh, and you gulped, and you're like, tengo una patilla en la garganta, like, I have something stuck in my throat, you know, like, that's the leap of faith that you took. When was the last time you did that, you know? And and when was the last time that you actually learned from a lesson and did not repeat it again, you know? I think my number one lessons in anything has to do with money. I learn them one time and I'm done. I don't know about you guys, but I don't like to learn too many lessons with money. I like to learn my lesson. I have one or two times and I'm like, okay, yeah, that was that lesson. I understood it. And it should be that serious for everything in our life, right? So the next one I want to talk about is, and the last one I want to talk about to kind of pique your attention is, does it fit in with your why? You know, when we're at a crossroads and we have these dreams and aspirations, does it fit in with your why? Because you know what? Things change in life. Does it fit in with what you want to do in life still? Does it fit in with you being a mom or you being a stay-at-home mom or a student or whatever it is, an entrepreneur or just a single person or whatever you call yourself, speaker, workpreneur, an author, whatever your title is. My point is, does it fit in with your why? Does it make sense for you in this moment and where you want to go? I want to talk about this one specifically because all my life, oh my God, I sound like the color purple. All my life. literally, I did business and fashion. From the minute I was in high school, I did fashion. And then I went to school for college and my undergrad, I did fashion and I did business. I continued to do business. Business and fashion is all I knew and loved. And it was in the all I knew. I absolutely, absolutely loved it. In fact, I still love and have a passion and am so deeply in love with business. I absolutely love it. I love marketing. I love branding. I love all that stuff. And I love fashion. Fashion is just a part of who I am. It's in my essence of within me. I mean, I love it. I love fashion. And so I wanted to know, what was there more of in life, right? I wanted to know, is there something else that I'm supposed to be doing? Because I have all these strengths and I have all these talents and I have all these, desires and stuff of wanting to do. And even in my travels in my world, I wanted to know, like, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Is this it? Is this all I'm supposed to be doing? Is fashion and business? Don't get me wrong. I loved it, but I felt like I needed to do something more. I felt like it was more. And that's when I tell you that your why changes. And one day I woke up and it was just like, boom, I know what I want to do. Because I've always loved helping people. A lot of people don't know, but I wanted to go to the Peace Corps. And I actually applied to go to the Peace Corps. And I didn't get in. And I've loved helping people. Not even to a, community or a family, to a bigger aspect. And these are things that I'm going to share with you guys later on in next year as I become more transparent. But I knew that I wanted to do something bigger and grander with that. And my whole point of this roadblock is that it doesn't fit in your why. Just because you've done it the last 10 years, 20 years, 10, 5 years, even a year ago, if it doesn't fit your why, then that's okay. It's okay to do a million things in a lifetime. In fact, it's great because you get to keep understanding and learning about yourself, but you also keep understanding and evolving what it's like what you can do, like your abilities of doing things. And so writing came about for me, and again, I always held it back. I'm like, oh, English is my second language, yo no sé, yo ni puedo hablar, yo no puedo escribir tampoco, right? But I can't let that get to me. Like, oh, there's a lot of editors out there. They can help me, right? So I had to get over that hurdle. And then, you know, speaking was one that I started speaking. And even when you, like, I speak at places, people are laughing. And I don't know if they're laughing at me or they're laughing with me, but because I'm laughing no matter what. But I'm laughing, they're laughing because I'm just being me. I'm not being another speaker who, you know, who's great, probably, you know, like, I'm not bringing myself down. I think that I do a pretty good job. Okay. But what I'm saying is that I try to just be me. I laugh. I say things backwards. I put a little Spanish in there. I might dance, put a little merengue. I might do a reference of whatever, like pop culture. That is just me. You know, I'm not trying to be anybody else. And so even when I started speaking in the speaking world and just speaking small, you know, speaking engagements, I just said to myself, I got to be me. Like, I can't be watching all these things on YouTube or all these speakers and like try to mimic them. Like, that will never happen because I guarantee you I will say something backwards. I can't promise you that, you know. And so everything that's aligning in my life, I had to say, does this fit my why? So when you're at a crossroads, ask yourself, does this fit my why? Does this fit where I want to be or what I want to do at this moment? And it's okay if it's not, because I promise you, when it fits your why, you don't even have to ask yourself twice. So I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. I am going to wait for you to email me if you have any questions, if you want to be on the podcast. I want to appreciate you guys, all of you. I don't even know who listens, but I know I see the numbers growing slowly but surely. I mean, when I tell you slowly, I am surprised at who actually listens to this podcast. Not surprised, because that would be putting myself down. I would say that I'm so happy because, you know, this podcast is, I believe in quality rather than quantity, and growth, slow growth is always the best growth because it's, you keep people that keep tuning in. So muchísimas gracias to everybody who keeps tuning in. You guys mean the world to me, and I can't wait for a whole bunch of people to tune in. And next year we're going to do it big with the podcast. And we're going to be doing a lot of tweaks. I got a lot of good feedback and, you know, just suggestions and from a lot of people about the podcast, and from quality to all these different things and sponsors and all that stuff and things that I like. So I am going to be doing all of that next year, and I'm getting planned. I'm getting ready, and estoy planeando para ubicarme bien de, you know, de cómo hacer este podcast y en otra manera. So I want to thank you again, you guys. Tune in next week for the Dear God Are We There Yet, the podcast con tu prima favorita. Soy Alicia. Until next time, bye.